If the beliefs, or lack thereof, of journalists can affect their reporting, what happens when reporting takes a toll on their beliefs? That's what happened to L.A. Times religion reporter Bill Lobdell. A born-again Christian, he lobbied hard for the religion beat at the L.A. Times. He eventually got his wish, only to lose his faith in the church and in God in the process. In his new book, Losing My Religion, Lobdell frankly lays out that loss. He spoke to us in 2007, and he told us he turned to religion during a tough time in his life. His marriage was on shaky ground. He just had his first child. He needed some guidance. And on the advice of a friend, he went to church.
I fell in love with the church, God, everything else. Ended up going on a religious retreat. And at the end of that weekend, I felt God actually coming into my heart. I actually felt it. It seemed like it was a tangible thing. And I felt that I'd become a born-again Christian.
And was it at that point that you began to feel that the mainstream media coverage of religion was inadequate or basically wrongheaded?
It was. I thought oftentimes that newspapers and the media in general treated religion like a freak show. Journalists didn't think people were serious about their faith. And if they were serious about their faith, there's something very odd about them.
You were moved to try and convince your editors at the LA Times to give you a shot at the religion beat. And by 2002, you were covering the Catholic Church sex abuse stories around the country. You were going to church twice a week, and you were taking conversion classes in order to become a Catholic. What was that like?
That was very tough. I interviewed literally hundreds of victims. I interviewed lying bishops. I interviewed their lawyers, and it was really tough to reconcile this church that I saw as being something great and something that I wanted to enter and what I was seeing in my day-to-day work.
I know that one of your spiritual mentors told you that, look, this isn't about the church. This is about flawed human beings. You can still maintain your faith in the church, but you didn't think so.
Well, they said, you know, keep your eyes on the man on the cross, not the person behind the altar. And that's true. And I get that this is human failing. But the problem is, for me, I thought the church, in any religious institution, should be somehow better than Enron or a corrupt government. In some ways, it was worse.
So on Good Friday in 2002, after a year of conversion courses, you decided not to convert to Catholicism. But even after that, even after you stopped going to church, Bill, you still maintained a belief in God. Eventually, that was also lost. What happened?
I think my mind caught up with my heart. My faith had been chipped away at through stories and through what I saw. It's something that I really, really didn't want to give up. And so I held on to it. I tried some spiritual counseling. I did try to double down on my prayer life. None of it worked. The final blow came in a Portland courtroom. It was a hearing for a mother whose child was sick. She was trying to get more child support from the child's dad, who happened to be a Catholic priest. And she really lived a miserable life. She lived in a friend's basement for free. They got food from the food bank. And the priest was on the stand. He had a great lawyer, just the sharpest attorney. She couldn't afford one. And his defense was, I took a vow of poverty and I don't have any money to give. I saw the mom being crushed by this machine. And I sat there in the courtroom and I wasn't surprised. I kind of lost that sense of outrage even. And at that point, I realized I just don't believe any of this stuff anymore. And I called my wife on the cell phone and just said, I need to get off this religion beat. It's over.
You wrote at the end of the piece, I saw now that belief in God, no matter how grounded, requires at some point a leap of faith. Either you have the gift of faith or you don't. So, Bill, do you think you would have lost your faith if you hadn't been reporting on religion?
I don't know. I think that I was in a unique position. I saw things other people don't really see. I used to think faith was a choice. It's like going down a street. You're going to go this street or that street. Which way are you going to pick? But for me, it became very clear internally. I just didn't believe. It was like a light switch went off. And I could fake it, but it wasn't there anymore.
Do you wish you'd never asked for the beat?
No, I'm glad. It's been a tough road, but I'm glad unless I go to hell when I die, I'm glad that...
Wait a minute. I thought you don't believe in that stuff anymore.
Well, you know, it's always... it'd be nice to hedge on the other side, you know, if you're going to hedge one way or another. But no, I don't believe in that stuff anymore. I just hope to God. That's the baddest thing. But I hope to God I'm right.
It's a hard habit to break, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
Bill, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Bill Lobdell is the author of Losing My Religion, How I Lost My Faith, Reporting on Religion in America, and Found Unexpected Peace.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.